is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel. Gonna roll around once more. When it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this morning. July 20th, 2019, we'll bring the men on. Good morning, Brother John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. We welcome you for joining us. We'll have the phone lines open this morning. Lots going on domestically here, right here in the States, north and south of us, and across the world as well. And we'll have the phone lines open if you want to call in, if you have a comment or a question. But Jason, we'll ask you to open us up in prayer this morning, if you would, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're thankful to be here this morning. And Father, I just ask that you just guide us and direct us, Father, on this Saturday morning coffee. I pray that you lead us, guide us, direct us in the direction that we're to go. We pray that this may be a blessing to the saints and a blow to the snakes, Father. I pray that you war with those that war with us, Father, that you just guide us and direct us, that you deal with those fiery darts of the evil one that come against us in all ways, shapes, and forms. We hold up that shield of faith and call for them to be extinguished and call for you to deal with them as you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. I do want to encourage you, remnant, not to get into our Bible reading plan too big, but this past week was 2 Chronicles 26, 27, 28, 29. It was right in through there, and I encourage you to be reading that. They are encouraging scriptures when you see what has happened, when you go back and read. And so I encourage you to 2 Chronicles 30, the Passover was reinstituted. In 31, there's idols destroyed. And so I just encourage you to do that, because the times that we are living in, you read about the different kings, and sometimes it can be confusing. Well, this one did right in the sight of the Lord, and this one over here did evil in the sight of the Lord. And I encourage you to read into those and to see what it was those kings did that was pleasing to God. It wasn't that any of them were perfect. It wasn't that any of them did everything right. Heck, not even David. But when you look at it, the ones that, you know, that the Bible says did right in the sight of the Lord, they tore down the Asherah. They tore down the groves. They did away with the Baal priests. Maybe they didn't do it 100%, but there were attempts. They tried. They did get rid of the things that they could get rid of. And so I encourage you to read those stories that are there for our learning, and then to see how it applies today, that we have leaders today on the national scene, but also on the local scene, that are trying. That there are some that are trying, and trying to reinstitute some of the good and godly things back into this country, that are pleasing in the sight of God, and then some that and getting rid of some of the things that that they know are sin, without really calling it that. So I encourage you to pray for our leaders. It's one thing just to complain and mope about, about how bad things are. But we are seeing answered prayer, because there are some of the remnant that have been crying out, that have been calling out to God, that have had their eyes opened, and so are calling for God to break the spells, to awaken people, and we are seeing that. It's not over. It's just a beginning, but we are seeing that, especially in. You see it in the Democratic Party, and John, you had mentioned right before the broadcast that as well, that we certainly are seeing answered prayers there. And so I want to encourage you, Remnant, that we're seeing answered prayers in health and healings. Had several praise reports on the Wednesday night prayer meeting, but we're seeing answered prayers in the enemy of God, they are turning on one another. I think they've got another. Don't they have another Democratic debate or something coming up? And the last two, even their own people, Morning Joe from MSNBC was saying, this is a disaster for the Democratic Party. And it's their debates. It's their moment to shine. And they're shooting each other. They're turning on one another.
Yeah, a lot of what's going on, too, I believe, is direct result of an appeal to heaven, the fact that there was 60 some flags that were anointed and sent out to we know that the oil has a renaissance to it, has a vibration to it, and those flags flying, all across the country and who knows which states. And I don't know if you noticed, but driving through neighborhoods and stuff these days too, you see a lot more of those an appeal to heaven flag. So don't know if they're hearing it from us or through other sources, but the fact is that, even my daughter the other day witnessed a bumper sticker on a car that was an appeal to heaven as well. So we shouldn't take those things lightly. If we're going to go forth in faith, then when we do these kind of things, then we need to believe that they're going to make a difference. And I believe they are making a difference. Just like you said, the Democrat Party themselves are basically saying that if they keep up, doing what they're doing, infighting, destroying one another from within, then they'll not only lose the House, but they'll definitely lose the presidency, and could be the end of the Democrat Party. So it's exciting times. Praise be to Jesus for his grace, mercy, compassion, and we do need to keep praying. The Bible tells us that we're to pray for grace and mercy and compassion in the last days. And
that he would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Well, to be worthy to escape the things that are coming, we have a call, and that call is fulfilling the Great Commission, and it's our job to bring as many that can to repentance and to the truth of being born again of the water and the Spirit. But, you know, the conviction that I've had as of late is the fact that we can't just try to get them baptized, or we can't just get them try to see the truth of, you know, the first step of confessing that Jesus Christ is their Lord, Savior, and the Son of God. We need to continue to nurture that relationship so that that empty vessel is not re-consumed, you know, sevenfold with evil. If that vessel isn't filled with the Holy Spirit, isn't filled with the Word of God, isn't filled with the Scriptures, isn't filled with good things, then the Bible's clear that once the house is swept clean, that, you know, sevenfold, the evil and demonic forces will come back and inhabit that vessel. And I think that's one thing that we really need to be sure that as we're reaching these people, we understand that that's not just a matter of a one-time deal. It's a matter of continuing to share the truth of the gospel and continuing to fill that vessel with the good things, whether that's buying them a Bible and maybe giving them the Bible reading plan or whatever it is. But somehow it's not just a one-time deal to try to reach these people. We have an obligation to nurture them in their walk as well.
Amen. Amen.
Well, and I think it's important, too, just like you said, you know, I mean, we have not because we ask not, and when we ask, we need to expect an answer. And, you know, we've been praying for grace and mercy, too. So, you know, I mean, we've been praying for it. We need to expect it, too. And I think that that's one of the things that we're seeing right before our eyes, grace and mercy being granted to us.
Amen. Yeah, you know, because you think about it, what's the odds? I can't ever remember more than maybe four, other than this last election with President Trump, where I think there was nine, but 24 demon rats all running for the highest office in the land, the President of the United States. And the fact that God's got his plan, you know, you see that, you know, in the eyes of the world, and you think, wow, how can we ever defeat such a force of 24 demon rats running against one man? But God sits in the heavens and he laughs. And you know, right. We, being given eyes to see and ears to hear, we also laugh because we know that the way we've been praying is that the things in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. And we've seen that happening for probably well over a year. And then that we've been praying just as Dad used to pray, you know, these prayers. And there we go again, as far as endorsing the prayers of the past from the saints, from the prophets, from our pastor. And what did he used to pray? Lord, send confusion into the camp of the enemy.
Yes.
Cause them to turn upon one another and to devour one another. Now, that was probably 25 years ago that I know of, and maybe even before that. So these are the things, the anointing oil, all of these things that we've been given, these are all weapons to defeat the enemy. But just like you said, Jason, we have to pray them believing that it shall be done. We have to picture in our mind's eye those you know, the squad, even the squad turning upon each other, these
right.
These Antichrist foreigners that seek to destroy this country. It's exciting times, but it is definitely a time for devotion and prayer and to hear ye from the Lord, and once you hear ye, to do what it is that you're instructed to do, and not worry about the consequences. That was the thing that our pastor did, and while he definitely did pay great price for disseminating the truth, you know, that's a rare trait. I have to admit that I'm not to the place that he was as far as going forth with, you know, no worry about the consequences, but the good news is that as we continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to pray for more Holy Spirit. We continue to pray for stronger faith
and that God would give us wisdom, knowledge, and discernment regarding the things that we are to battle. I mean, we're also to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We don't want to tip our hand to the enemy before the proper time. So the only way to understand, that time is through the Holy Spirit. Hear ye the Lord, and we'll know when the time is that we are to reveal, what it is that God has us here on this earth to do, and that's to share the gospel and to expose the evil demonic forces that are all about us.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's try the phone lines. You'll see the phone ringing here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, John, and everybody that's there.
Good morning, Joe.
I've been reading a little bit more these days in the Psalms, looking for some verses that I can pray, and found Psalm 50. It seemed to jump out at me a little bit, and I reading the thing a couple times, and I said, wow, that's great. There's an evil spirit from the Lord on this land, according to his. If you read it, there's a lot of dual meanings here, it seems. In 50th Psalm, verse 1 and 3 and 4, and even down in verse 22 and 23, it describes it. Verse 3 says, may our God come and not keep silence. Fire devours before him, and it is very tempestuous around him. That covers two of the curses that we're seeing. It covers the fire that we seem to always have in the summertime, and it also covers, tempests, which can be read as hurricanes and tornadoes. And verse 4 says, he summons the heavens above and the earth to judge his people. Well, we're being judged, there's no doubt about it. And verse 22 says, now consider this, you who forgot or forget God, or I will tear you in pieces, and there will be none to deliver. He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who orders his house aright, and to him who orders his way aright, I shall show salvation, the salvation of God. So I thought that was very interesting. And I'm continuing to look for little nuggets like that.
Amen.
Because, in the book of 1 Samuel, the Spirit of God was evil towards King Saul. And he showed favor, God did, to the shepherd boy, David. And David actually, he kind of had, I guess, a little bit of foresight in his mind, because he was able to dodge Saul and his men for so long. And aside from playing his musical instrument to calm the spirit, to drive it away from him, he also did some physical things. He tore the coat, remember? And he showed him the coat. The spirit kind of left him at that point, and he said, you're better than me, David. So I think we have to give thanks, a sacrifice of thanksgiving seems to be in order.
Amen.
On a more or less continuous basis. I know when I hop in the truck and leave the house, I always pray angels and protection for the remnant from those who steal, kill, and destroy, and from the schemes of the devil and his minions.
Amen.
Excuse me.
Amen.
So,
thanks, Joe.
Anyway,
yeah.
I thought I'd throw that into the mix.
That ties in.
You guys have a good one.
I think that ties
thanks, Joe.
In. I don't know if you can hear me or what, but
yeah, go ahead, John.
The thing that ties into this heat wave that's happening, it's not just fire that can destroy. It's, we're talking over 100 degrees with, super high humidity. I mean, we're facing 100 degree temperatures here, but without the humidity, it's nowhere near the devastation and the torture that it can be with the humidity, and I've experienced both. But the fact that Devil City is supposed to be over 100, and most of the Northeast, I think, is supposed to be over 100 this weekend. And this morning, Lord had me in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 8, I think, can be adapted to or attributed to what's going on as well. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given power to scorch the people with fire, and the people were scorched by intense heat, and they cursed the name of God who had authority over these plagues, yet they did not repent and give him glory. Revelation 16:8. So at the command of God, the convulsions of the earth and her atmosphere have begun, and of course the UN has adapted that as let no crisis go to waste, and with the global warming, which is now climate change, which basically anything that's abnormal is due to climate change. But the sad thing is that the youth, I don't know if you've talked, you know, if you ever spoke to the youth about these kind of things, but they've been indoctrinated, not only in the schools, public school system, but also through social media and
yes,
just about every which way you can think of, they've been manipulated and indoctrinated into believing that this is real. And if we don't do something with it right now, then we're all going to die. Well, I got news for you. God's in charge. And the saddest part of this whole deal is when you talk to people and you say, you realize that if we just followed God's statutes, laws, and commandments, that we wouldn't have to worry about any of these things? We wouldn't have to worry about too hot a days. We wouldn't have to worry about droughts. We wouldn't have to worry about floods. We wouldn't have to worry about hurricanes and tornadoes and all of these things, because God would take care of us. We wouldn't have to worry about food shortages. We wouldn't have to worry about water shortages. And they can't even fathom it. They just cannot believe that our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God Almighty, is in charge of all of those things. And that's pretty scary, really.
Yeah. I know, and you see that just about everywhere you look.
Yeah. But Psalms 147 ties into this as well. Psalms 147, verses 1 through 20, and it starts out by, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Great is the Lord, and of great power his understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek and casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp upon our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates, and he hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye to the Lord." And I think if you look at that verse, those verses in Psalms 147, it kind of indicates the direct correlation between the climate and the praises that we offer, that, you know, praises of thanksgiving, like Brother Joe was talking about in Psalm 50.
Amen.
And because of the fact that the power of the churches has been diminished greatly, and the Holy Spirit has receded from a lot of these churches, and, you know, the churches anymore, they're not singing praise to God. They're basically performances and rock concerts. And, you know, we need to understand that God can plunge us into an ice age, and or he can scorch the earth, you know, in a matter of minutes or hours or days, whatever he chooses. And it's just, I think it's important for us to realize that the enemy, you know, we don't know if they're manipulating the climate and all that. It's possible with HAARP and all those things that we've heard about for years. But bottom line, it's God's judgment upon his people. And I think it's important, even right now, that we take a minute and we just pray for God's people that are in these areas that are facing these dangerous temperatures, because I don't think people realize that heat waves are more dangerous than tornadoes, and they kill more people than sharks, put more human lives at risk than blizzards or floods or lightning storms. And 8 of the 10 major human loss of life events were connected to extreme climate, and 3 were related to heat waves. These are the things that I don't think we really understand the dangers of that. And it's dangerous to the people that they want to eliminate. The people they want to eliminate is the elderly, and even some of the younger generation, the infants, those that may be especially fighting off some sort of a disease or whatever it is. And even this morning I read about 2 power plants that were blew up, were on fire in Madison, Wisconsin. And you know, and then now they cycle your AC if you let them. The electric companies want to put these devices on your air conditioner so that they can control when they run and when they don't run. And as of right now, you have a choice. But let's pray.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we do pray for your people, Father, the remnant, those who are called by your name, those who will not bow their knee to Baal, and those that trust in you, Father, and do have hope in your grace and your mercy and your compassion. And pray that you will find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Father, we ask that you would just provide for them, Father, in all of their needs. And Father, even if the power does go out, Lord, that you would just grant them that internal cooling that they need to survive these situations that have come upon us. Just grant us protection, Lord. We plead the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over ourselves and our families and all that you blessed us with. And Father, let that be a great awakening to those that are suffering through these things that may not yet know you, Lord, that they would see that those that are washed in the blood, those that are born again of the water and the Spirit, those that belong to you are not suffering at these plagues and these different situations that are coming upon our people. Father, we praise you and we love you. And Lord, we thank you for all of our blessings. And we also thank you for our trials and our tribulations and the testings that you put upon us, Lord, just as your word says, that refine us into the men and women that you want us to be. Forgive us, Lord, for when we grumble. Forgive us for our lack of faith. And Father, just remember grace and mercy in your wrath and find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. In the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, you know, John, you had mentioned that how that singing and praising, when you read there in Psalms, how that affects God. That is, it's what's pleasing to Him. It's like it's almost like you've talked from the church pulpit the last couple of weeks about filling up those bowls of incense, and it's when those bowls are filled with prayers, it's pleasing to God. You know, back in 2 Chronicles 20, 19 and 20, when you read about King Jehoshaphat and the enemy that came against him, in 2 Chronicles 20, 22, it says, when they, meaning the children, when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they were routed. And it's like Joshua fighting the Battle of Jericho, you know, when the praises, when the shouts were lifted up to God. Same way in the days of Gideon, you know, when praises were given for the sword of the Lord in Gideon, when praises were given to God, singing and praising, it activates the power of God. It's like, you know, when your child comes to you and, you know, maybe they're crying or they're hurt, and they're reaching out and crying out and they need something. It's not when they're spoiled. It's not when they're, you know, they've just stubbed their toe. There's a true desire and need. And when they cry out, when your children cry out to you, you know, as your father, you hear them and you answer them. And you take care of the problem. And we see that throughout the Scripture, that it really is. It is the singing and the praising that activates that power of God, that tugs on His heartstrings, you might say.
Yeah. The other thing we need to realize is the fact that the Bible's clear, too, in Revelation, that it's not only the prayers of the saints that offer up an incense to God, filling up of those bowls. It's the bowls of righteous indignation and judgment, too. And as we continue to cry out for righteous judgment to be upon those that hate God and hate His people, those bowls are filling up, too.
Yes.
And, you know, these heat waves and these things that God, they're all warnings, you know. They probably won't kill the majority of the people to suffer a 100-degree day with 90-degree humidity unless you're, you know, weak and feeble or if you're elderly. But the fact is, these are all warnings of the things that are coming. But yet, the enemy is, you know, God gives the enemy power as well. And the power that they have is the fact that they're using, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, as the Obama nation used to say. And I think Biden used to say it as well. And the fact is that they've turned the judgment of God upon His people, the warning that God has put upon His people, they've turned that into this global warming thing, you know, through the United Nations and now climate change. And in a way, it's kind of brilliant that they switched it from global warming to climate change, because climate change is absolutely more effective when you can basically say that anything that's happening, whether it's too much rain or too little rain or too cold or too warm or whatever it is, too many hurricanes and tornadoes and all that, and you can blame it on climate change. You know, in a way, it's brilliant of the enemy, but God allows them to have that brilliance to remember that the Bible says that if we don't believe the truth, then He'll send a strong deluding influence to deceive even the elect. And there are those that may have been elect at one point, you know, may have been believers, followers of Jesus Christ, but they've also bought into the lie of global warming and climate change.
Well, when you start buying into the global warming, climate change, it's just another way of buying into, you know, this transgenderism, that there's more than two genders, that there's different sexualities. I mean, it's it was all part of the design, is to start dividing and to, you know, get people to believe, you know, some things that are false. And there's been a lot of articles that have been written, and I mean, that's just, you know, that was part of it. That was one of the stepping stones. It was, you know, it's all tied together with Agenda 21 and the Illuminati, and I mean, it's been, they've had their plans set in place for a long time, and it ties together in a lot of different areas. But you know, just recently, like, you know, this last week, Colorado State University, avoid using the word America because it's non-inclusive. You know, and there's an article here, and this is pretty interesting. I mean, and it's telling. You know, we talk about the churches, but, you know, I mean, the churches, you know, they play a big part in it, but also do the universities, you know. People go to church because they want to get closer to God. Are they getting closer to God? No, they're not. People go to higher education, go to the universities to get educated. Are they getting educated? No, they're not. They're getting dumbed down. And, you know, you talk about a coup. You know, here, just this week, there was an article that came out, and it said, a new inclusive language guide compiled by Colorado State University asserts that the word America is non-inclusive and should be avoided. CSU lists both American and America as non-inclusive words, and to avoid them, due to the fact that America encompasses more than just the U.S. by referring to U.S. as America. The guide claims that one erases other cultures and cites the United States as a dominant American country. The school suggests using U.S. citizen or person from the U.S. as substitutes. Other words to be avoided include the following: male, female, ladies and gentlemen, Mr., Mrs., Miss. These words are gendered, yet we don't know the person's gender. There are now infinite genders. Straight is avoided when used to refer to heterosexuals because this implies that LGBT people are crooked or not normal, according to the guide. Normal person should be avoided because this implies that other people are not whole or regular people. Handicapped parking should be avoided because this could offend disabled people. War, cakewalk, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, Eskimo, freshman, hip-hop, hooray, hold down the fort, starving the policeman, all of these words are non-inclusive. You know, and you look at the insanity of this. I mean, it's just, absolute insanity. But this comes from higher education, you know, one of the top universities in the United States, and, you know, people are thinking that they're getting educated when they go to, you know, a university like this.
Yeah. Well, I just make it an extra attempt to use those words in my emails and to express those as much as possible in the public realm. And I'm not alone, you know.
Right.
The beauty of this whole thing is, it's God's hand too, because it's no longer a matter of the frog being in the water and being turned up a degree at a time. They got that water boiling, and their plan is to throw us into that water. But the good news is that you're probably going to awake if you're thrown into that water that's boiling versus being
right.
in the water and having a turn degree at a time. And they're pulling out all the stops. You know, there was Agenda 21, and they know that they can't make Agenda 21 since the abominations agenda has been decimated by Donald J. Who Trump. And now there's Agenda 2030. And the powers that be, those that come only to steal, kill, and destroy, that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, that are in positions of authority, that have been given an enormous wealth by, I'm sure, making deals with the devil for the praise and notoriety and wealth upon this earth, but they're pulling out all the stops. There is no changing from Agenda 2030. 2030 is their drop-dead date, and they will pull out all the stops to make sure that they do everything in their power to reach those agendas. And you need to take the time to try to read what it is. But you have to have eyes to see and ears to hear to be able to, or at least eyes to see as you're reading, to be able to see through what it is that they're trying to say. Because the majority of the dumbed-down population that's been indoctrinated will see those things and think that they're good. It's just like when you look at the Georgia Guidestones, there's some people who will see those Georgia Guidestones and they'll read those Ten Commandments of the Antichrist regarding global one world laws, basically, the things that they'd like to see take place. And they'll see that as a good thing because
they've
been indoctrinated.
There's a lot of people out there that do.
That's right, they do. They do. You know what?
They think overpopulated. You know, they believe
they
the lies.
Well, it's that, like you said, John, it's that indoctrination. And that's why they're shooting for 2030, because they'll have another generation indoctrinated by then. That's their plan. You know, another thing that some people look at and don't have a problem with are these drag queen story hours. And the American Library Association, okay? You got to think of that like the NEA, like the National Education Association. This is an evil group that runs the libraries. They have provided librarians across the U.S. strategies for arranging drag queen story hours and for bringing LGBTQFDF or, you know, filt agenda materials into the public libraries without parents' knowledge. Okay? They've had workshops across the country in the month of June. Over 21,000 attended for them to. And the books, the titles of the books that are available there that are read by these sexual perverts. Here's one quote from this queer who uses the name some other name, dresses in drag, reads to these children, organizes story hours in Louisiana. He said the event's purpose is, quote, the grooming of the next generation. See, they've become, like you've said, so bold and brazen, they don't hide it anymore. They just tell you. Realize, he says, I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful, and for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. It's what they are trying to do. It is like the wolf saying, hey, eat up a little more food, kids, so that when I gobble you down, I'll be a little fuller. Dallas, Texas Library had two drag queens last weekend come in. One of the books, what color is your underwear? That's what they're reading to kindergartners. The Dallas Library System Director said her office received more than 700 calls, 250 emails, and an unaccounted number of complaints on social media about the event. And so there is a remnant. Now, you know, you look at that, 7, 8, 9, 1,000, 1,100 out of Dallas. How many people is that? Is that maybe, is that 3%? I don't know. But some people, a remnant, you might say, are awakening to this and are calling and saying, hey, this is wrong. I saw they had some protest out there, public libraries are for education, not immoral indoctrination. But that's just what is going on. And they talk about, the library conducted background checks on the drag queens. That's because in Houston, they've had these cross-dressers, registered sex offenders, that are coming in, and this is their in to get back to our, as the remnant's, children. It's war out there, folks. It's absolute war. And our enemy understands that. And, you know, the churches have all but castrated or pushed out the men. Well, it's like Deuteronomy 28 says, you'll be driven mad at the sight of it.
Very promoting this either. I mean, you know, just in this last week, Whole Foods came out and they're supporting the whole thing too, and they're having their own drag queen story hour. You know, there's an article.
Yeah, it's not just the libraries.
The sick, twisted agenda of the deranged left has come full circle today as Whole Foods is now sponsoring a drag queen story hour event to indoctrinate children into pedophilia, transgenderism, and perversion. A retailer that once promoted organic, clean food is now saturated in absolute filth, exploiting America's children to be groomed for the pedophile and perverts that are repeatedly linked to drag queen events to multiple across America. And they're doing these, they're having these events all over, and Whole Foods is promoting it. Part of this goes on, it says, and it's a good point, it says, no normal, drag queens are pedophiles in disguise. No normal people are taking their children to a library to have fat old men dressed as clowns, women, read them stories. These parents are homosexuals who adopted or hired surrogates so they could abuse their minds and bodies, just like the lesbians that chopped off their boy's male parts so they could make him another drag queen. Soon they'll insist it's their right to have sex with children. Watch, you know it's coming. And Whole Foods is the one that's backing it right now. So it just, it shows you you know, how perverse that thing is. And, you know, we talked about that quite a while back when Amazon bought it out and how that was, you know, that was going to change it. I mean, it's...
And it has. It has. Yep. Yeah, when you see these pictures in these drag queen story hours, and that's exactly what you said, Jason, the people that go there, they are these dyke, homosexual, filth women that are just their rebellion. You can just see it around there, and they're raising these children. They are certainly apart from God and raising them in this in this sin and with this indoctrination. It is drag queens are pedophiles. I think that's that needs to be on billboards to wake people up, to let them know. And you know, there was about 1,000 there in Dallas that are waking up to that, and we're seeing that around. People are protesting it. I think they need to know about that with Whole Foods as well.
Yeah, not only that, Jason, you could probably agree with this: the fact that Whole Foods, obviously, we knew right the minute that it was announced that Amazon was purchasing them, that was going to lead to bad things, but. Also, they've completely reversed their promise to label GMO status on
everything
in pills by 2018.
Actually, fought against it and ruled against it. They did not want people to know that what people were eating, and they were very against labeling.
Right. So the bottom line is, the good news is that because they're pulling out all the stuff, because they become more bold and brazen, just like the Bible says that they would in the last days, people are waking up. I mean, I was sharing with some of these, you know, somewhat indoctrinated, brain-dead students the fact that, do you realize that this university just said that America and American can no longer be used because it's not inclusive and it's harming other nationalities? And they couldn't believe it. And I said, well, it's right here. Here it is. And, yeah. You know, the other thing we need to remember was our pastor told us what America means, and it means heavenly kingdom. You don't think that the enemy knows that. You don't think that that's part of the reason why they're coming against the word America? Because it was it's heavenly kingdom. This was the land of milk and honey that God promised to his people, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they know that. And that's why they're doing everything they can to combat the history of this country, to combat our founding fathers and the things that they do. And that, contrary to the Obama nation, this was a Christian nation found on Christian principles.
Amen.
And it's still a Christian nation to a degree. I mean, granted, the enemy has gained a lot of ground over the years, and the majority of that's our fault for falling asleep as the watchman over the house of the Israel. And I take responsibility for that as well, because it wasn't until 8 years ago when I finally just, you know, realized that, well, wait a minute, this is bigger than just you and I. We're the only thing, the remnant, you know, those who are the followers of Jesus Christ, the Jedi, Jesus' disciples. Believe it or not, we are the only thing that, through God's grace, mercy, and compassion, because of our devotion to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're the only thing keeping the enemy from gaining the victory.
Amen.
And God allowing destruction to take place. We're the voice crying out in the wilderness that John the Baptist spoke of, it's every one of our responsibilities. The problem was there was a group of people called the remnant that followed one man and rode on his coattails, and basically he did all the work. And we should all repent of that, the fact that none of us, well, very few, there was some that would offer some help. But, you know, even those that offered help at one time or another would stab him in the back and do everything they can to destroy him. But there was a few of faithful remnant, the Acres of Diamond Men and now the Gideon Elite that are genuine and do that. But the good news is that there's more and more people that understand that we have a responsibility. With great reward comes great responsibility, and that are doing their part now. Maybe it's praying that God would send ministering angels ahead of them to prepare those people's hearts and minds and souls that they're to reach, or maybe it's praying for guardian angels to be about those people. And those people know that. I mean, you know as well as I do that when there's something that really comes down that's important, whether it's a health issue, whether it's a financial issue, whether it's a relationship issue, who do they come to ask to pray for them? They ask us.
Yes.
Because we're faithful, and because we're not
we share the truth, no matter what the consequences, no matter what those people who turn away from us, because we share the truth, there's a remnant. And in, even now in this Wednesday morning prayer breakfast that I lead, there's maybe 12 people who have decided that they want the truth. They're hungering and thirst for the truth. They're not worried about what other people think, and they boldly proclaim that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they will not bow their knee to Baal. And it's exciting to see that there finally are some of those who are hungering and thirsting for the truth, and they're not worried about what the world thinks about them because they know that we're headed for destruction.
Amen. Amen. And as people discover that, you know, there's more to being a Christian, there's more to being a true follower of Jesus Christ than just raising your hand at the end of a church service. Then, you know, there's more to it than just, yes, Lord, I'm a sinner, forgive me. There's more to it than that. Psalms 50, it comes up that Joe mentioned earlier. Verse 5, gather my godly ones to me. And then he describes who his godly ones are. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. By sacrifice. Verse 14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Verse 23, he who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way aright, I shall show the salvation of God. See, you have to realize, and Pastor Peters understood that, and that was one of the things that he pushed. It if you're not sacrificing, you know, you can't be that mugwump you mentioned last weekend, John. You know, that mug on one side of the fence and your wump on the other. And what that means is you can't be a Christian on Sunday and to your Christian friends and then be all worldly as well. You cannot be both. You can't love God and man. The Bible talks about it. You can't love God and wealth. You just can't. It does not work. You might think you can, but it doesn't. And so if you've made a covenant with him, how? By raising your hand when everybody's eyes are closed? No. By making a covenant with him by sacrifice. By paying your vows, a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Most High. Then, when you call upon him, it says, in the day of trouble, he will rescue you. I like verse 21. It says, God is, he's coming against the wicked, and it's many of our people that are this way that have forgotten him and all this. Verse 21, he says, these things you have done and I've kept silence. You thought that I was just like you. And that's an admonition from God. You thought, he says, that I was just like you. And it's just not that way. It's not. But that's where so many of the people are in these Judeo-Christian churches. They have forgotten God. They have believed the lies. And they think that he's just like them. But his ways are higher. His ways are greater. And he says, you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to me, and you honor me. And if we don't do that, we don't honor him. If we haven't made a covenant with him by sacrifice, there are things that have to be sacrificed. The ways and the desires of this world and being of this world is one of the big things that has to be sacrificed. That has to be the sacrifice to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Can't have it all. You can't have it all. And it's all not worth having. You know, this world, like it was mentioned earlier, is fading away. It's going, it's fixing to be gone. But gather my godly ones to me, he says. He summons the heavens above and the earth to judge his people. Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And so, and John, I think that ties in with what you said earlier, that we have to do more than just present this to people. We have to encourage them to read their Bible. And like you said, maybe we have to buy them a Bible. Maybe we have to send them a Bible. Maybe we have to encourage them and contact them once a week or twice a week or once a day, once a month, whatever, and encourage them, right? Encourage one another to love and good deeds. Encourage them to read the Bible. Maybe we should have a Bible reading plan and put it out like we have the last several years. Maybe that's an encouragement. when his people will return to him, he'll return to them. It really is as simple as that. Well, guys, we are running out of time here. Just another couple minutes. Didn't know if you have some maybe something to close and leave the people with before we invite them to church.
Well, Lord willing, next week we'll delve a little deeper into the book of Jasher, into the time of Nimrod, and there's some significant details that are given there regarding history all the way from Adam and Eve to Noah and on down to Ham and Nimrod, things that you can't find anywhere else. And I believe just as in the past the enemy has done their best to conceal these things, and they've created counterfeits to the truth. And but, you know, just like with the book of Enoch, I think these things will be hidden until the proper time, until the last days. And maybe it's some of these things that God's revealing to us in the book of Enoch and the book of Jasher are because it is the proper time, and it's time for us to see these things. You know, our pastor would tell us that there was things in the Bible that, you know, the living word, that were there, and we've read them time and time again. And I've witnessed it too, to be honest with you, especially after I was born again of the water and the spirit and washed in the blood and became one of Jesus Christ, that by the gift of the Holy Spirit, which the Bible says we receive, we gain insight. And there's things that you may have read the Bible before, and at the proper time, God will show you something that you can't see. It's there. It's been there the whole time, but you won't see it until the proper time. And that's what's exciting about the Bible, is the fact that it's the living word. And we got to remember too that there had to be some interaction between the characters in the Bible and people around them, and that why wouldn't those people that were around them give some sort of account of the things that they witnessed?
Sure.
And I think that's what the book of Enoch is, and the book of Jasher, and those things are the accounts, the details that you know, God gave us in some ways a Reader's Digest version of some of these stories. And the beauty of Jasher is it gives us a lot more details of the first six books of the Bible from the time of Adam and Eve until the Exodus. So that's what's exciting to me.
Amen. John, it must be exciting to others as well, because it's all we can do to keep those books in stock. Jasher and Jubilees and Enoch, they have flown off the shelves to Remnant all over. People have ordered them to give them away as gifts, and it has. It's all we've been able to do. We've got them in stock. We've had to reorder them since Branson. They've gone off that fast. So, well, folks, we're out of time. We do encourage you to join us at church tomorrow, Sunday morning, 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern at scripturesforamerica.org. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth from our seer. We will have a looking forward to your live message, John, and we'll have communion. So we invite you to come and fellowship with us, and you know, gather with like-minded Christians and get your batteries recharged. And so we encourage you to do that. Men, thanks, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make 'em health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them.
Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hides. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake hides.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them.